Soku izika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngolwesi nemhlaka 30 kumpalakazi 2021. Igama ngontungameli Nkomo. Ezihamba phambili. Kubhubhe abantu abangamatshumi phose amathathu nge-COVID-19 izolo. Ibandla leZANU-PF lithi liphakathi kokuphenya imbiko yokuthi kube lodlakela kukhetho lwalo lokudinga inkokheli yezabelo. Iqembu leHighlanders liwisa izimathonsi phezu kokubhubha komkhokheli walo uMnumzana Ndumiso Gumede. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kubhubhe abantu abangamatshumi phose amathathu 27 nge-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo. Kutholakale njalo abedlula inkulungwane ezimbili 2107 belomkhuhlane lo. Lokhu kukhweze inani lasebebhubhile laya ku 4967, kuthi abaphethwe yilo mkhuhlane sikhuluma nje sebengu 30772. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala izolo bangu 5366, kuthi abahlatshwe esibili bangu 6586, abahlatshwe esithathu bangu 653. Ibandla leZANU-PF lithi liphakathi kokuphenya imbiko yokuthi kube lodlakela kukhetho lwalo lokudinga inkokheli yezabelo. Isiphathamandla salelibandla uMnumzana Mike Bima utshele iHerald ukuthi baphenya njalo imbiko yokuthi bakhona abahluthune amaphepha okuvotela eHarare babaleka lawo. Uthe abazafunyanwa belecala bazajeziswa. Obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kuZANU-PF uMnumzana Tafadzwa Mugwadi utshelela umsakazo ukuthi impumela yalolukhetho iza kwethulwa namuhla. Kodwa abanye abanqobileyo bakhanya sebesaziwa. Nanku inkundla yeZim Life ibika ukuba umphathi ntambo wendaba zasekhaya uMnumzana Kazembe Kazembe nguye onqobe kusikhundla sikamgcini sihlalo eMashonaland Central, okuyisikhundla abevele esiphethe. Iqembu lenguqu leHighlanders lithi liwisa izimathonsi ngokubhubha komkhokheli walo uMnumzana Ndumiso Gumede. UGumede ubhubhele esibhedlela sempilo izolo eseleminyaka yokuzalwa edlula amatshumi ayisikhombisa 76. Isiphathamandla salelibandla uMnumzana Jimmy Solumba Ncube uthi balahlekelwe insika yeqembu edlale indima ebanzi ekulithuthukiseni. Iqembu leHighlanders lenzele uGumede idili ngeviki edluleyo limbonga ngemisebenzi yakhe. Sixoxelo ake wadlalela leli qembu uMnumzana Marvin Ntini.
Ukudlula kababa uGumede into esidanise kakhulu, especially thina abantwana beHighlander. UGumede bekungumuntu ebesikhangelela ukuthi nxa ule godfather ukwazi ukuthi nxa kulama problems amakhulu uGumede ebaveza kuzwa abantu abazabe sizasincedisa ukuba basitshele ukuthi hayi hambani ngalindlela, ngoba le ndlela sesayibona ezaliphumelisisa yileyi thathani le ndlela abayibo abasitshengisa indlela elungile. So ubaba uGumede ngikhumbula mina sikhuluma ngaye ngisakhula kwaHighlander sasikwazi ukuthi even sisiya kwakhempa laphana eluveve egwabalanda lapha ilobhengula west duze lapha endlini liyane eyathengwa ngubaba uGumede. Sasikwazi yathengwa ngubaba uGumede ile administration yakhe esesekuHighlander and sikwazi ukuthi ama-ofisi ngubaba uGumede waba lesandla sokuthenga into ezinjalo. So sasikwazi ukuthi umuntu onjalo wabuilda ilegacy kwaHighlander esingeke siyitshintshe. And bengimazi mina besikhuluma sonke isikhathi nje singahlangana sike sixoxaxoxe ebengisazi labantu bakhe uwindoda ebesivele siqakathekisa kakhulu uSithembile ukuthi sasinika i-guidance and stuff like that. So ukutshona kwakhe kuzaletha i-big void especially kuma-administrators afuna ukuncedisa iqembu kumbe even i-soccer as a whole eZimbabwe i-football as eZimbabwe kuzaletha sibili a big hole ukuthi izafilwa ngomunye umuntu. It's very hard ukuthi lose abantu abanjengabo babuGumede abakwaziyo uku-administrator umdlalo webhora ngendlela ayi-administrator ngayo.
Ungathi kuyini akwenzela iqembu leHighlanders ubaba uGumede ozamkhumbula ngakho?
Ubaba uGumede into azenzela iHighlander lokhe wasuka esikhundleni ngaleso sikhathi akula munye umuntu osowake wakwenza lokho. Ngingazi ukuba baza kwenza kusiya phambili kodwa singathi yananzelwe uGumede nguye owaye ebambe intambo ukuze kuthengwe iClubhouse iHighlander laseLuveve. Nguye njalo owakhokhela iadministration ukuthi kuthengwe amahofisi lana asetown wabuya leClubhouse. So ubaba uGumede into azenzela iHighlander even manje ifoundation ayileya akulokhu I'm pretty sure amaHighlander amaplayer lokhu siyakhempa khona panel uveve alokhu siya emaofisini angapase town iclub wasikhona into zonke ezenziwa kuyini yimcabango kababa uGumede. So ifoundation ayitsheyileyile akula munye umuntu ongathi ukuthi kulomuntu sowakwenza ngcono kulo baba uGumede. Angikholwa ngoba into ayenzayo abafana kakukhempo emahoteli nakulani kukhanjwa khona panel uveve kusiyakhempa khona pana kusave imali eningi. Up to today generation yanamuhla sikhuluma I don't even know 20-30 years ngemva kwesikhathi impahla le ama-properties akhona akuthengwa ngayo alokhu ekhuluma ngento imisebenzi eyenziwa nguGumede. So into ayenzayo it's indelible akula muntu sokuwakwenza. So silahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba waye ahead of his time ngemicabango ayelayo ukuthi ku-investwa ku-property ku-investwa ezintweni enjengokuthenga i-property nothi ukuthi imali iphonge kudlaliswa lapha lalaphaya. Silokhu esinjenje namuhla ungathiwa ku-Highlander kuyoko ama-properties athengwa ngobani ngubaba uGumede. So that's a legacy ongola muntu ongakwanisa ukuthi ayimatch up to today.
Umnumzana Malvin Ntini wake wadlalela iqembu leHighlanders sixoxela eSemelika. Lanxa uhulumende sithi ubona inkazimulo kwindaba zomnotho ngomnyaka ozayo ezinye ingcwethi zithi kubufilibana. Umphathintambo obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko unkosikazi Monica Motswangwa usanda kwethula amazwi awukuthi umnotho uzathuthuka kanti njalo uthi labatshali bezimali sebesiza eZimbabwe ngobunengi. Kodwa ingcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Reggie Shoko uthi kulobunzima phambili.
Ubona umnyaka obuya songenalo umnyaka othembisa kakhulu esikhangela kwezomnotho ngenxa yokubana umnyaka lo osidlulekiwe sibele pambarvest izulu lingana kuhle i-agriculture ingasukumisa ezomnotho ezokwemba lazo zikhanya zithembisa ngendlela i-output yegold ebuya ngayo. Kodwa into eyinkinga loba ezayenza umnyaka ube nzima yikubana ngumnyaka obuya ngemva kokuya obuya ngemva komnyaka okuya kuma-elections okuza kutsho ukubana uhulumende loba wonke ama-political players noma-economic players will suffer kuma-consequences ukubana ama-decision wonke abesenzwa based on trying to impress or based on trying to fulfill or plan around the election promise. Okuzabona ukuthi i-politics izabele more reason than economics. So uzabona in terms of expenditure, government will increase expenditure beyond what they've budgeted for trying to fulfill or or plan around elections. Normally, lizwe lethu liba nama challenges economically towards election or umnyaka ma election ngoba we more concentrated kakhulu kwezompolitiko kusichiyo zomeconomic sacrifice. So 2022 won't be different from what we saw in 2012, what we saw in 2017, just a year before elections. Some unreasonable economic decisions being made to fulfill a political agenda. So nzakubona kana kuza kwanzima kwezomeconomy umnyaka ozayo.
Kuyini okungenziwa okungathuthukisa umnotho njalo kususe uzulu ebunzimeni aphakathi kwabo?
Nasikhathi zomnotho weZimbabwe esingathi indlovu ephakathi kwendlu indaba ye-currency stability. Ungakunanzelela ukuthi fluctuation ecurrency yethu idonsa inflation eneke ikakhulu sukela kusikele wokusilela kwe-foreign currency ku-formal economy yonitholakala mkampo omnyama wenza kubana ama-price wena ngokwabo abe best mkampo kumaritsi mkampo nomnyama okukho kwenza izinto zikhwele zingafinyelelwa ngabantu abaningi ikakhulu abahola nge-RTGS which is the local currency. So uhulumende kufuza afinde long lasting solution kwindaba ye-foreign currency exchange in terms of exchange rate njalo azame kwenza environment ibe ya leader kusituation yokuthi siyafika equilibrium loba kulinganayo kwindabeni ze foreign currency efunakala ku economy le foreign currency esiyabe siyithola ngokunganazelela kathesi foreign currency siyitholayo ayenelisi ukukwenza kuba ne economy yephambili ikakhulu foreign currency etholakala ku formal market. So into efuze ingani yalungiswa ku economy zimbabwe kathesi indaba ya foreign currency ngokungakhangela kwezinye izinto productivity has been increasing across industries and the challenge has always been how do we manage our foreign currency. Umyako buzayo sifuna ukuthi sibe le problem yokuthi siyabe sikhala nge-currency njengelizwe kufuze sibe singathi siyathola i-solution ngoba sokukude sokuyisikhathi eside lokho esithwele nzima ngale nto kuthiwa i-foreign currency.
Umnumzana Reggie Shoko yingcwethi kwezenotho. Seli kubonile na ukusemaphepha ndabeni. INewsday ithi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ibhalise abantu abazavota okwakuqala abazinkulungwane ezimbili 2000 kuphela lonyaka. Izim Life ithi amapolisa ethule amabizo abasolwa ababikwa bedubule babulala usana olulenyanga ezilithumi ngesikhathi bentshontsha emacheke ngolwesibili. Abasolwa laba ngugift Nema, uTrust Sakavengwa, Clemence Moterengwende kanye labathathu abomdeni munye uBrian Machipisa, Pearson Machipisa, Lopangana iMachipisa. Ikroniko ithi amapolisa kobulawayo azabopha bonke abazatholakala behamba-hamba esitaladeni phakathi kuka-9 o'clock ntambama lo-6 o'clock ekuseni ngosuku olwandulela umnyaka omutsha. Zogu isikhathi sembiko yenu.
Ngiyalibulisa abalaleli baka Studio 7 nonke emagombini amane omhlaba. Okhuluma ngoAllen Yati. Sizalane zonke zikamthakazi. Hayi kubuhlungu ngalendoda abantu ngogawulo isikorobho sezano isikorobho phansi sezano abasisebenzisayo abazathi ma beqede ngaso besilahle sesitabuyile angazi ukuthi uzalwaphi lo muntu. Ya ubaba okhulumile ethi ukhuphula ama-BP abantu ulethela abantu umkhuhlane ezinhliziyweni lugawulo wakhona lo. Ngizongena edabeni lwezinkomo zizalwane zaseZimbabwe. Uhulumeni ake akawehlulekile ukubana udaba lwezinkomo aluxazulule ukuthi amasela ethweni ake enikeze abantu ngesigaba ngesigaba bezinduna bebona ukuthi ngamasela la bengayenzi njani ngoba isela malihluphe esigabeni kunikezwe abantu amandla lezinduna esuswe lomuntu ecotshwe empela esigabeni uma ukuthi umotha egwanda bemnikeze nje ugwalo lokuthi igwanda yonke kawufunakala aphuma phele ayodinga indawo yena lapazi khona njalo kubhala ukuthi lisela lezinkomo lomuntu lo kasisafuni lapha isela lezinkomo kanye lengane zakhe ehambe nje nengane zakhe mpela aphume phele.
Salibonani, salibonani bantu baka Studio 7 la kanye labalalele. Ingathandi kodwa ukungenela kweze politics kodwa ya kulesi sikhathi sizangena endlela zokuthi MRP sikhona. Into enziwa izana ayikho right bafowethu. La kanye labalalele labo mama bethu bonke nje labo sisi labo bhuti labo khula labo gogo abalapha. Izani yarobha abantu abakhulileyo ogogo silibarobha ngomumbo obolileyo itshoni barobha every day isikhathi sonke ukuthi bavotele izani barobha ngomumbo obolileyo izani ufuze yona ngokwamele iphume kuzokuze lokho kuthiwa ukutshamisa lokho MDC lokho abantu bakithi abekele ukulandelana MDC abayekele MRP sikhona abazame ukulandela iqembu lakibo betshiya iqembu langale ngaphandle ati abantu bakithi indaba bewumsamakhanda abazame ukuba bethakathi taka befunde abantu bakithi ha.
Salibonani basakazi ku Studio 7 ne cabinet yonke esethulela enisethulela uhlelo olumnandi kangaka olwelimi lesindebele ngokwenzeka eZimbabwe. Lono okhulumayo ngumzingeli Ncube ngiphuma esigabeni sakuchichi nduna kodwa kwamanje ngilana eSouth Africa. Basakazi bami bengithanda ukuthi ningidlulisele nanku umlayeza uma ngabe uzotholakala ngoba miningi imilayeza enisidlulisela yona kodwa nginethemba lokuthi ngelinye lamalanga nawo uzodlula umlayeza. Ngabantu bezano kanti laba bantu ababoni ngani ukuthi izano yabo le ayinanqubekela phambili waye kanti bengavoteli iparty eyiyona ebonisa ukuthi ifuna ukukhulula isizwe kunalokho okwenziwa izani izani idonsela abantu egodini abantu kube balokho bayilandela bayidonsela abantu egodini bayivotela. 41 years akunalutho olwenziwe izano eZimbabwe akunalutho izindlela zifile abantu kabasebenzi. Please siyacela especially kuye u-president weZimbabwe lo mlayezo uma ungafika kuye bengicela ukuthi ayenze ubungcono bakhe thina singamandebele kahle kahle vele asisayifuni iZimbabwe kahle kahle iZimbabwe asisayifuni sifuna ukuzimela ngani ngoba vele ihulumeni yeZanu PF ayisenzeli lutho thina sifuna ukuzimela yiyo nje into enkulu esiyifunayo.
Salubonani masakazi we-Studio 7. Zinethemba ukuthi lonke liyephephile emkhuhlaneni lokhona. Mina ngubhanda moyo Plumtree kulilima West. Mina ngendlela engibona iZimbabwe ukuthi ma sisithi sifuna iZimbabwe ekhululekileyo kufanele sibeke laphana kuzeke imithetho elaphana esetshenziswayo iye kuleli lizwe for 40 years. Ngaphandle silungise ngagijima yonke into esikhulume nge-devolution ekhulunywa ngomlomo iphelele emlonyeni sikhulume ngamavoti sikhulume ngokuriga ma singazange sifike laphana kuzeki kulungise indaba yokuta kuvota njani kwenzakalani laphana kuzeki ayikho into esizayitshintsha la kuyohlala kunjalo kuyahlala kuyibhasile naleyo lo windi wakhe. So hayi ngingabeka amaningi mna ngubhanda ekulilima West kwamagwama village nyama area.
Salibonani wasakazi nabalaleli be-Studio 7. Ufela iqinisa lo okhulumayo waselupane ejabhiwa kumangiswe Johannesburg. Kunendaba ebuhlungu eyenzakala eZimbabwe, indaba yokuthi amasosha asekangenela abantu ezindlini ebathathela imali bathathela nokudla. Okuyiqinisa ukuthi impela kuze kwenzeke kanjalo ukuthi amasosha ayenze leyo nto isimo selizwe asimanga kahle kungayisinto e-right into abayenzayo kodwa kungendaba ze-government yethu okuyiyo ephuqa ukuthi amasosha beze bengene endlini bethathele abantu bebamba abantu inkuzi ngendaba yani yephango. Iphango ngathi selidlela amandla emasosheni. Kodwa ke bantu bakithi mangabe kuthi amasosha sekaqala ukubamba inkuzi abantu, kusho ukuthi kubonakala ngathi inleyo government ilivikele yini ilizwe mangabe kunjalo, noma ilizwe nje selithathe lezizwa nje kwaba semphuze edlemini.
Ukucala ngiyabingelela kakhulu kubasakazi be-Studio 7. Abasakazi bethu lisiphathele umsebenzi wethu kuhle kakhulu. Kulokhu lasisebenzela ku-Studio 7 sibonane into zezihamba kahle. Okwami kakhulu ngokubingelela abantu bakithi eGwanda lapha, kakhulu ngokubingelela abantu bakithi eSinukani. Sinukani kakhulu yiyo engicakathisa kakhulu isikhathi esiningikhuma ngeSinukani, ngiyayithanda. Yiko engikhulele khona. Kusehalisuphu seGwanda, mina nginguTimothy Mhlanga. Mwa kakhulu abantu bakithi balime kakhulu, balime kakhulu sibili okutshengisela ukuthi khona hhayi inxalo engane izulu singaba le-good harvest. Njalo ngakhohlwa ukubingelela bonke abakhokheli bethu abanjengabosebhuku bethu wabundlovu, usikhokheleli babandlovu, sithanda ukuthi khona usikhokhelele vele, siyakuthanda kakhulu. Ngibingelela umlisa wethu ubaba uRantas ngale ngiyambingelela naye kakhulu ukuthi hhayi umsebenzi awusebenza uhamba kuhle sibili okumanisayo. Ngibingelela bonke amanebhawudu oshikomiti amanebhawudu wonke akithi angane ayinqabele ukusisela uphakathi kwesigaba ukuthi bamsebenzi wawuye phambili phambi nomsebenzi bamanebhawudu. Ya, ngiyabonga. Izulu kaline pula hayini.
Studio 7 ngiyalibingelela bangani lezihlobo ngezindawo ngezindawo, ngamadolobho ngamadolobho. Ngiyalibingelela lonke bakithi ngithi Merry Christmas kini lonke basakazi bethu kanye labalaleli baka Studio 7. Ngingakhohlwa udadewethu bathabile masuku. Linjani izihlobo bakithi? Christmas nansi sesiyibonile. Lanxa kunzima nje ekhaya kungadliwa lutho, kodwa ke hayi uNkulunkulu khona uzasikhulula ngelinye ilanga. Hayi bendibingelela bakithi, ngiyabonga. Yimi uzikode ngiseBotswana. Amen.
Labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo esithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-AFP ithi abantu ekade behlome ngemibhobho bangene ngodlakela kuzakhiwo zenhlanganiso ye-World Food Program kweleSudan, bantshontsha ukudla okungena kunkulungwane zamathani phose ezimbili, 1,900 metric tons. I-Voice of America ithi kulokungahlaliseki ezwekazi le-Afrika ngenani eliphansi labantu asebehlatshwe ijekiseni ye-COVID-19. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Owesifazana odabuka kweleBhilithane unkosazana Ghislaine Maxwell ufunyanwe inkantolo izolo elamacala amahlanu okuphathisa inkisela yaseMelika ake wathandana layo uJeffrey Epstein ukuya emacansini lamantombazana aleminyaka ephansi. UMaxwell ubesetheswa amacala ayisithupha, kodwa idale limgezile kwelinye lalawa macala. Ingcwethi kwezemithetho zithi ubhekane lesigwebo eside eMelika. UEpstein yena uzibophele wafela ejele ngo-2019. Kusenjalo amademocrats lama republicans athi owake waba ngusenator weNevada umnumzana Harry Reid uchiye imbali ejulileyo ngendima ayidlalayo okweminyaka engamachumi amathathu elilunga lephalamende. uRiti uphuphe ngolwesibili eseleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyangalombili lambili 82. uRiti wabamba iqhaza elikhulu ekupasiseni imithetho egoqela owezempilakahle ngesikhathi sikamongameli Barack Obama we-Affordable Care Act. Yena uObama ngokwakhe uthe ngabe kungayisuye Riti ngabe mhlawumbe kazange abe ngumongameli. Abanye abamtshayele ihlombe bagoqela ophethe isikhundla ake wabakuso esokukhokhela amademokrasi kudale lesenethi umnumzana Chuck Schumer kanye lelunga lama-Republicans umnumzana Mitch McConnell. Sixoxele ucubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Dan Moyo.
USenator Harry Reid ube ngumuntu oqakathekileyo kakhulu kubandla lamademokrasi. Ngumuntu waqala ipolitiki zakhe kudala kuma-70s wakhuphuka waze wafika waba ngu-lieutenant governor weNevada at a very young age, le 30, and waba yi-democratic leader a year before Obama esiba ngu-president. So ngumuntu oqakatheke kakhulu kuma-democrats ngoba wayeyi-senate leader, ngumuntu wabona siyabona iphumelela ukuphasa i-agenda yama-democrats entweni eziningi ezihlukeneyo, ngoba siyazi ngesikhathi Obama engena ziningi izinto ezazenzakala. Yena wasebenzisana kahle loNancy Pelosi ukuthi baguide i-democratic party ukuthi bakwazi ukudlulisa imithetho eminingi esiyibonayo namanje. So uHarry Reid mina ngimbona eyihero e-America, engumuntu ohloniphekayo kakhulu, engumuntu olesikhundla esiphezulu ku-Democratic Party njengo-Senate leader.
Ungathi kuyini kahle kahle okumqoka akwenzayo azakhunjulwa ngakho, lokhu esingathi iligasi yakhe aseyitshile kulumhlaba ubaba uHarry Reid?
Enkulu kakhulu imbali yakhe engibona uHarry Reid ezokhunjulwa ngayo yikusebenza akwenzayo ukuthi umthetho esingathi obizwa i-Obamacare eyona esiza abantu abaningi ukuthi babe le-health care e-America. Sabona epusha uSenator Reid ukuthi athole i-majority 60 votes ku-Senate ukuthi iphase ibhili leyana e-Obamacare. Ngingathi one of the most important things abantu abazomkhumbula ngayo uHarry Reid i-Obamacare, enjalo futhi lokusebenzisana lo-Obama kakhulu closely ngesikhathi se-recession leyana esayibona ngo-2009-2010 lapho abaphasa khona ibhili engange 800 billion mangikhumbula kahle eyokunceda i-stimulus esanceda esasiza amakhampani ezimoto namanye amakhampani ayebhekane lodubo olukhulu kakhulu khonzelwa yi-recession esayibonayo. So kimi ngimbona eyihero enkulu kakhulu, especially nge-era ka-Obama, even though wasebenza labanye, but ngoba ngesikhathi sika-Obama nguye owayeseyi-leader ye-Senate, ngibona kuyiyo imbali enkulu kakhulu azokwaziwa ngayo ukuthi umuntu wasebenzisana kuhle lo-Obama, badlulisa imithetho eminingi esiyibonayo namanje ilokhu isamile. Singathi futhi okunye engakuqakathekisa ukuthi nguye owasebenzisa abathi i-nuclear option ku-Senate le yokuthi i-simple majority ibe yiyona ekwanisa ukudlulisa imithetho, ngoba ama-Republican njalo sibona vele ehlala efuna ukublokha ama-initiative ama-Democrat.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo uhlaziya ezombusazwe njalo usekela ibandla lama-Democrats. Siziphethe ngebezihamba phambili. Kubhubhe abangamachumi phose amathathu 27 nge-COVID-19 izolo. Izanu PF ithi iphakathi kokuphenya imbiko yokuthi kube lohlakela kukhetho lwayo lokudinga inkokheli yezabelo. Iqembu leHighlanders liwisa izimathonsi phezu kokubhubha komholi walo umnumzana Ndumiso Gumede. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Asibeni sonke kwesekuseni njalo kusasa ngo-6:30. Yimi uNtungameli Nkomo.